We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 12, the killing of the demon Aghasura, text 12 and 13. So since it has not been written on the board, I will just read translation, text 12. Translation and purport by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. Yogis may undergo severe austerities and penances for many births by practicing yam, niyam, ashan, and pranayam, none of which are easily performed. Yet in due course of time, when these yogis attain the perfection of controlling the mind, they will be unable to taste even a particle of dust from the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What then can we describe about the great fortune of the inhabitants of Vrajabhumi, Vrindavan, with whom the Personality of Godhead personally lived and who saw the Lord face to face? There's a very short purport. We can simply imagine the great fortune of the inhabitants of Vrindavan. It is impossible to describe how, after many, many births of pious activities, they have become so fortunate. And text 13, translation. My dear Parikshit, thereafter there appeared a great demon named Aghasura, whose death was being awaited even by the demigods. The demigods drank nectar every day, but still they feared this great demon and awaited his death. The demon could not tolerate the transcendental pleasure being enjoyed in the forest by the coward boys. Purport. When we asked how Krishna's pastimes could be interrupted by a demon, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur answers this question by saying that although the transcendental pleasure being enjoyed by the coward boys could not be stopped, unless they stopped the transcendental pleasure of their various activities, they could not eat their lunch. Therefore, at lunchtime, Aghasura appeared by the arrangement of Yogamaya, so that for the time being, they could stop their activities and take lunch. Changing varieties are the mother of enjoyment. The coward boys would continuously play, then stop, and then again enjoy in a different way. Therefore, every day a demon would come and interrupt their sporting pastimes. The demon would be killed, and then the boys would engage again in their transcendental pastimes. Om Ajnanati Mrandasya Chananjana Shanaka Shakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Chichitanya Manopistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupaka Dhamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandiyam Shiru Shri Yudha Padakamanam Chigam Vaishnavam Sha Shri Rupam Jagjatam Saganaragnatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parjana Saitam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Saganalita Shri Vishakam Vitam Sha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Chiyat Pate Karopesha Kopka Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kansna Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanasri Vishabhanu Sutta Devi Pranamama Haripriya Vankha Kalptrubhisha Kripa Sinvaivisha Patanam Pavanabhyo Vaishnabhyo Namo Nama Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Hadadar Shiva Sati Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Ram Hari Hari. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pastaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Charaswamti Namne. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pastaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine. Namaste Sarasvata Devi Kauravani Pacharani Nirvishesha Singhavadi Paskachai Desatarne Srila Prabhupada Ki. So I will first speak on the first verse. I will repeat the translation again. Yogis may undergo severe austerities and penances for many births by practicing yam, niyam, asan, and pranayam. None of them are easily performed. Yet in due course of time, when these yogis attain the perfection of controlling the mind, they will still be unable to taste even a particle of dust from the lotus feet of the Personality of Godhead. When then can we describe about the great fortune of the inhabitants of Vajrabhumi Vrindavan, with whom the Supreme Personality of Godhead personally lived and we saw the Lord face to face? So this verse is following the previous verse, which explains the great fortune of all these coward boys who are playing with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And this verse explains how rare it is that someone gets this great fortune enjoyed by the inhabitants of Vrajabhumi Vrindavan. So it's extremely rare to attain this fortune. So how fortunate are devotees of the Lord that in the beginning when I came to this movement, I was thinking, they are saying Krishna is God. But why does anyone in all the other religions has that realization that Krishna is God? But in the Bhagavatam, in the sixth canto, Chapter 14, text 5. There, Sukadev Goswami tells Maharaj Parikshit, Muktanam apisidanam narayana parayana sudurlabha prasantasma kojishapi mahamune. O great saints, among millions who are liberated and perfect in knowledge of liberation, one may, a devotee of Lord Narayana Krishna, such devotees who are fully peaceful, are extremely rare. So this verse tells us, among millions who are liberated. To become liberated, you must know you are a spirit soul, different from the gross and subtle body. You must know that you are not the mind. Otherwise, what are you going to liberate yourself from? So where do we find that in all the other religions, this transcendental knowledge? It's just not there. That's only in the Vedas you find that. And then it said on many who attain liberation, some are perfect in knowledge of liberation. But it's not just I attain liberation, I'm Brahmasmi, I'm spirit, but that's just the beginning of spiritual life, the Brahma-Buddha platform. One really realizes, I'm not his body. But then the question is, who am I? And to know who we are, we must know Krishna. Because that's what we are. We are Gopi, Bhakta, Kamalar, Dasana, Dasana, Das. We are the servant of the servant of the servant of the lover of the Gopis, Krishna. And that's our nature, our spirit soul, to love Krishna and to be loved by Krishna. But just by liberation, one does not realize that. Liberation is not self-realization in the true sense. Self-realization means who we are. And to understand who we are, we must have knowledge of Krishna, who is Krishna, and correct knowledge. When you have that knowledge, you aspire, like it's mentioned in this verse, to be a spiritual atom, because we are spiritual atoms, 1/10,000 of a point of a hair, to be attached to Krishna's lotus feet. And Lord Chaitanya came to this world to show the mood of a devotee. And as the mood of a devotee aspires to be attached to the lotus feet of Krishna, of the spiritual atom, Lord Chaitanya prays, Ainam natanucha kinkaram patitamam visami bhavam buddha kipayata vapata pankacha stitaduli satvisam visintaya. I'm your eternal servitor. So that's the right understanding. Otherwise, we cannot attain perfection. We must understand we are the eternal servitor of the Lord. Yet somehow or another, I've fallen into this horrible ocean of birth and death. Please pick me up from this ocean of death and place me as one of the atoms at your lotus feet. So that's a prayer for mercy to the Lord. Because even to understand Krishna, we must receive his mercy. It is explained in the prayers of Lord Brahma to Lord Krishna, 2 chapters further, the bewildering pastimes of Lord Brahma. There he prays, Atapta deva pajambujatvaya, prasada lesa nuhihitai vahi, janati tatvam bhagavan maimno, na chan yeoki pisiram vichinvan. My Lord, if one is favored by even a slight trace of the mercy of your lotus feet, he can understand the greatness of your personality. But those who speculate to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead are unable to know you, even though they continue to study the Vedas for many years. So this is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. One can only know the Lord by bhakti, by devotion. But spiritual life is based on mercy. And these verses are explaining how rare it is to attain the lotus feet of the Lord. How rare is that one comes to this sambandha, re-establishing our relationship with the Lord. So that's expressed in this previous verse, Itam satam brahma sakana bhutya, that's all these cowherd boys, they are nitya siddhas, not sadhana siddhas. They are eternal associates of the Lord, coming from the spiritual world. It's not a position they achieved by pious activities. They are playing just the role of coward boys. They are personal expansions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Lord Krishna, he relishes their relationship. And their relationship is ever fresh. I was just reading Sri Bhagavatamrita a few days ago, where Gop Kumar, as all his experience in Goloka Vrindavan, that their son at Goswami, he tells us that this pastimes in Goloka Vrindavan, which are very much resembling the pastimes in Bhumi Vrindavan, they are taking place again and again. But in Goloka Vrindavan, Agura comes from Mathura to get Krishna from Vrindavan. And then you have the whole pastimes, the pastime of the gopis throwing the, themselves before the cart of the chariot, that before the chariot, and Mother Yasoda begging not to take Krishna away, and it's. But then finally, Akrura leaves. He goes to Mathura. There, Krishna. They hear in Vrindavan, oh, Krishna has killed Kamsa, reestablished, he's liberated his father from prison, put Ukrasena at the throne, and then came back. But then he came back to Vrindavan. In Goloka Vrindavan is coming back. But this pastime is taking over again and again. And by Yoga Maya, all these Nitya Siddhas, they forget the previous pastime. And it starts over again, and fresh. It's always fresh. But to come to that point of Sambandha, reestablishing our relationship with Krishna, what's between there is a big barrier, which is our false ego. And what's the cure? The cure is hearing the Bhagavatam, hearing Krishna Katha. What are the effects of hearing the Bhagavatam? That's the Prashetas, they pray, Yatrityante katam ristas trishnaya pasamoyata nirvaram yatra bhuteshu notveyo yatra kachana. Whenever pure topics of the transcendental world are discussed, the members of the audience forget all kinds of material hankerings, at least for the time being. Not only that, but they are no longer envious of one another, nor do they suffer from anxiety or fear. That's a wonderful experience. That's just while we are hearing the Bhagavatam. And when Srila Prabhupada gave a Bhagavatam class somewhere in India, a businessman came in while Srila Prabhupada was giving the class, and he was sitting at the end near a wall, and he was hearing the class, and it took 2-3 minutes, and he fell asleep. And afterwards, the man said that, for weeks I've been in anxiety, I could not sleep. But then he came, hearing the Bhagavatam, 2-3 minutes, and he was peaceful. So there was one book distributor in America in the airport, and he came across a man, and he wanted to give him a book. But the man said, I'm too much in anxiety. I cannot read it. I can even not sleep at night. Oh, the man said, then I have a book for you. Here, this book, the Bhagavatam. Every morning we read from this book in the temple, and after 5 minutes, most of the devotees are asleep. Anyway, but we see here another point. These coward boys, they were always dependent on Krishna, and that's something as devotees we must learn, to depend in all our activities on Krishna. Yeah. Because they had such a faith, Krishna will always protect us. If Krishna is there, there's no problem. We can learn from Krishna book, when there was a forest fire, Krishna tells them, all them, close your eyes. There is a forest fire coming, and then Krishna says, close your eyes. Who will do that? But they all trusted Krishna. and they closed their eyes that they had faith in Krishna. And Krishna swallowed the forest fire. One of our acharyas explained, yes, Krishna asked them to close their eyes, because before Balaram had complained to Mother Yasoda that he had eaten dirt, so he didn't want the coward boys to see that he would swallow the fire. So this verse is about attaining even a particle of dust from the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So what are the reasons why that we cannot attain this? I did some research and I came up with a few reasons we have the pastime of Mother Yasoda binding Krishna. Always two fingers too short. But finally, by our love for Krishna, Krishna allows him to be bound. So Krishna becomes subordinate to his devotees. Bhakti amam abhijanati yavinyas tatvatah tatamam tatvatokhatva vishate tatanantaram. Krishna says, one can understand me as I am only by devotional service. And when one is in full conscious of me, one can enter into the kingdom of God. So it's by that love that we can conquer Krishna. And all the other yogas, they are just progressing towards that platform of bhakti yoga. If they do not cultivate into bhakti yoga, it's shrama eva ikevalam. It's a waste of time. But unless we become subordinate to Krishna, or in other words, is representative the spiritual master, there is no chance of understanding Krishna. That what to say of becoming his personal associate, one need the mercy of a pure devotee to come to the platform of devotional service and to understand Krishna. So as sadhana bhaktas, we must follow in the footsteps of this nitya siddha devotees. So it's by the development of Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti with the impetus of the spiritual master, the order of the spiritual master, that surely we can come to that platform of developing attraction for Krishna. But it's important to become subordinate to the Lord's devotee. Because Lord Krishna himself, he becomes a servant of his pure devotee. His pure devotion is Krishna's internal energy, and it controls Krishna. That's a reason why pure devotional service is not easily granted. Krishna knows, I'll be controlled. It's only by pure devotional service that one can get the association of Krishna. And that makes pure devotional service very rare. A second reason why we cannot get this position as being placed as an atom at the lotus feet of Krishna, is that we need, it means we don't have achieved the blessings of the devotees who can understand Krishna. Like if you look at the Vrajavasis, what's their mentality? They have only one desire, to please Krishna. The pure devotee has one desire, to please Krishna. If we come in association of the pure devotee, then our desire will change. But desire change means one must come to the point to lose all hope that material life will make us happy. Then there is a third reason why we cannot get the mercy to be attached to the lotus feet of Krishna. Krishna is not available for those who are in the bodily concept of life. It's only accessible to those who are available. Who are engaged in pure devotional service. So in this verse here, it speaks about the yogis, the speculators. But they cannot understand Krishna because their intelligence is impure. They don't know Krishna's position. Like it said in the Bhagavatam, people in Kali Yuga, Prayanalba Yusa Syabhya Kala Vasmin Jurejanama Manda Samanta Matayo Manda Bhakti Pratuta. Everyone is disturbed in Kali Yuga. Why are they disturbed? Because they have doubts. And their doubts is the cause of miseries. Because there are doubts, they are engaging in speculation. Well, like the Mayavadis, they are. Lord Brahma said, their intelligence is impure. Yen yervindaksa vimuktamaninast tvayastabaya avisuta buddhaya aroyakachena prampadam pata patantyadanatita yusmankaya. O lotus eyed Lord, although non devotees who accept severe austerities and penances to achieve the highest position may think themselves liberated, their intelligence is impure. They fall down from the position of imagined superiority because they have no regard for your lotus feet. Here the same thing. The problem is they don't know Krishna's position. They think Brahman is superior, is the highest. But beyond Brahman is Parabrahman. And we have a relationship with Parabrahman. That's Sambandha Jnana. It's missing. And therefore, it said, Avisuddha Buddhaya. Their intelligence is impure. Doubt is there because of lack of faith. Like this coward boys, they all entered the mouth of Agasura. And they knew, maybe it's a statue, maybe it's not. But anyway, Krishna will save us anyway. They had great faith. Now, we see this is Bhumi Vrindavan. But in Goloka Vrindavan, there are no demons. There is like a rumor that there are demons. Goloka Vrindavan, there is no fighting like that. That's because the power of Krishna killing demons would disturb the relationship of the residents of Goloka Vrindavan with Krishna. In Goloka Vrindavan, all the devotees have forgotten Krishna's greatness. they forget Krishna's greatness. They are engaged in intense love for Krishna. But here, we must remember Krishna's greatness while we perform devotional service. Otherwise, there is a big chance that people in this world take Krishna cheaply. Here, it's necessary for this sweetness to be interrupted. Now, we have here, in the next verse, I will repeat the translation of verse 13. My dear King Parikshit, thereafter there appeared a great demon named Agasur, whose death was being awaited by even the demigods. The demigods drank nectar every day, but still they feared this great demon and awaited his death. This demon could not tolerate the transcendental pleasure being enjoyed in the forest by the coward boys. So, there is one quality described here of Agasur, Viksanak Sama. A demon is not able to tolerate the happiness of others. Envy. But we see here in the purport, Srila Prabhupada makes its comment. This killing of the demons is arranged by Lila Shakti. Because when these coward boys with Krishna start to engage in their games, and then they are experience such a transcendental pleasure, never-ending pleasure, they cannot stop. So they need a special arrangement to stop, because they have to take lunch. Their Lila Shakti makes arrangements. When it's just before lunchtime, this demon appears. So, and then you have the pastime of Krishna killing the demons, so that they can take lunch. Shri Radha Gokulam Laki Sitaram Lakshmananamansi. But the demon appears, but these coward boys, they are fearless. No fear. Because why don't they experience fear? Because they are situated in their relationship with Krishna. And this relationship cannot be disturbed. So if we always feel our relationship with Krishna, no fear. Fear comes from a false identity. And then, because fear comes from attachment to this world, to things in this world. And this attachment comes part with what I'm identifying with. That's false ego. So we need to change our identity into that of a servant of Krishna. And that's our natural identity. How do we do that? Whatever do we have, we engage in Krishna's service. That's the process of following in these footsteps of this Nitya Siddha residence of Goloka Vrindavan. Just everything for the pleasure of Krishna. A state of selfless service coming from selfish to selfless. That's the reformation of our character. Get rid of the envy that this reformation of character, to understand that we need to understand how a pure devotee acts. Therefore, Narada Muni explains in 4.8.34 of the Bhagavatam to Dhruva Maharaj that he says, if a pure devotee means meet someone, or if a cultured Vaishnava meets someone who is more elevated than oneself, one is happy to meet such an elevated person. One is not envious. When one meets someone who is equal, one develops friendship. And one meets someone who is less advanced, then one tries to elevate that person. But the demoniac, such as Agasur, they do just the opposite. They see someone is happy, they cannot stand the happiness. They have greater happiness than I feel, and becomes envy. He wants to bring them down. And that's all due to false ego, attachment to matter, which is causing LIF, lamentation, illusion, and fear. So I've been asked to stop at 8:20, and it's 8:20, but if someone has a question or comment.